There are currently 7 students in the Chancellor's cottage or the Chancellor's office, and these students are already risking arrest by remaining in the building, and we don't intend to leave until Chancellor DeStefano names which side of the climate fight he is on, because we've been asking him for 4 years whether he stands with students and fossil fuel divestment or with the fossil fuel millionaires who are benefiting from climate disaster.
I know that you have written a letter to the Chancellor. What are some of your main points in that letter?
I'm happy to send you over a copy. We also just posted it to our Facebook page, which would probably be the quickest way for you to find it. But we're asking the Chancellor to be a leader, which is what we've been asking him to be for 4 years. And the letter really just reasserts what the campaign has been asking from him in the first place, which is, we know that he doesn't have the power to divest from the fossil fuel industry, but he does have the power to show up and be a leader and represent the students on this campus, because we have shown many times over that students and faculty at CU Boulder and throughout the CU system are largely in favor of fossil fuel divestment. So we're calling for him to rise to the occasion and follow the lead of the students who have been taking action for the last 4 days.
So how might he be a leader in that regard? Are you saying that he needs to direct the Board of Regents to lead the way in this? Or is it, if he was to come out with a strong enough statement, that that would be seen as a leadership move?
That's exactly right. He's not a voting member on the board, but he does have the power to make a statement on behalf of the students who he represents, and that is not something that he has come close to doing in the past. So by supporting student action for climate and by supporting divestment, which are the two things we asked him to do, he would really change the tone of conversation in the board, because the board can all too easily turn its back on students when we show up at their meetings several times a year.
What reaction have you had to today's events from the Chancellor himself and his office?
Yeah, the Chancellor's office has been super friendly and receptive. We haven't spoke with the Chancellor himself. The last thing that we got from him was a statement that he released yesterday morning. And his statement was a reiteration of the same thing that he's been telling us for 4 years, which is that, you know, CU Boulder is a very sustainable school, and when it comes to our investments, he must remain neutral. But we know that the idea of neutrality in the face of the climate crisis it just doesn't exist, because either you're going to stand up for students and communities or you're going to allow fossil fuel millionaires to continue profiting from this destruction. So that's why we came here today, because we got the same answer we've been getting for 4 years. And we want to know whether he's with us and has our back or he's backing the fossil fuel industry in this moment. So we came looking for answers.
So, PD, just to confirm, you and 6 other students as part of the Fossil Free CU movement are right now staging a sit-in in Chancellor DeStefano's office at CU Boulder, and you say you're not going to leave until you get some type of answer from the Chancellor.
That's exactly right, and I think it's worth noting that it's me plus 6 in this building right now, but nearly 100 students have joined our sit-in throughout the week. And we've gotten letters of support from people all over campus, and the administration and faculty have our backs on this one. So there's currently 7 students in here right now who are risking arrest. But we have folks, I'm actually looking at them right now, right outside the building, who are supporting the folks who are sitting in. So it's a whole lot bigger than just the people in this building right now.